Chet. So he says, Halochal, his mana ze, in the ime of a laila ze kuis ishim on koba, who maskil bignus, the kere achidime, drash, parsha sarami, vidoikul. Again, drash. It's not in vain that the Rambam emphasizes the expression drash. Now is to point out that the central motive in Yetzias Mitzrayim is that while there are two aspects of redemption, I mean physical redemption, spiritual redemption, and we cast like Shmuel, that he has to start with the discussion of the physical redemption, because he couldn't conceive of spiritual redemption without a preceding modicum of physical redemption. It's just humanly impossible. But the main thing is spiritual redemption. If not for spiritual redemption, so it's not worth all the sacrifices. I mean, the Jews had to bring sacrifices throughout the millennia just for the physical redemption, such a big thing, physical redemption. Other people attain it without hardships, without sacrifices. What for? So that is the drash of Aramim Rabbim, in contrast to the traditional mikrof. So that's the most important theme in the whole Agon. And there is a very remarkable Chuvis Adini in the name of Rav Natroi Goel. So he was asked, suppose someone besides the Agode says everything, but the drash of Arami he doesn't say. So he says not only wasn't he kind the mitzvah of Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim, but we have to obey the king. Maybe he's affected with certain, with divrei minus, with repugnant ideas. Rav Natroi Goel said that in Chuvis Adini. All right. Now, halacha hey. Kol mi shel yomar shvoi shodvorim elu, b'leil chamishu oso lo yotso yudei chibose, b'eilehim Pesach matzu mor. Now, so, if it should take, I mean, if I didn't see the Rishani, I would take it for granted, and I'm sure everybody would take for granted, that when the Mishnah says, Kol mi shel yomar, that the Mishnah, that of desire, Rishad Bor Melu, Leil Chamish Oslo Yoshavas, Leil Pesach Matzamor. So, the Mishnah doesn't mean he's not Mikayim the mitzvah of Pesach, let's say the Marabayis, or the mitzvah of Matzah, the mitzvah of Mor. He's not Mikayim the mitzvah of Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why shouldn't he be Mikayim the mitzvah of Pesach, Matzah, Mor? I mean, that's the plain pshat. However, as amazingly, so, the Ramban in Muhammad, in Broches, says the contrary. He says that Kol mi shel yomar shlishit bor milu b'leil chamish oso lo yotso yidach evosei implies not only that lo yotso yidach evosei properly in the mitzvah of Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim. That goes without saying lo yotso yidach evosei. But it's lo yotso yidach evosei even the mitzvah of Matzeh, the mitzvah of Pesach, the mitzvah of Moch, and the Ramban in Brochet mentions that as a moshel, to as a dimyon, to other expressions in the Moreh, where Yotzei Bechebosei, where it doesn't mean his mamish not the kind of mitzvah. It means he's not the kind of mitzvah bishleimus. He says, Ayitochen, Ram Gamil says, does that mean, according to Ram Gamliel, if somebody ate Pesach, it matzah and morah, but it didn't couple. The eating of the matzah and the Pesach and the morah are with the explanation, the expression, Pesach zu shoneich al shmo, matzah zu shoneich al shmo, mireir imeiru shoneich al shmo. He didn't say, he was just silent. That we'll have to do it all over again. No, it's not so. He will not have to do it all over again. To do the whole Seder over again. But Rav Gamliel says, L'yotzeh Chavosei. So it means, L'yotzeh Chavosei, he has not been mikayim the mitzvah of Pesach, Matzah, Morah, B'Shleimus. There is a diminution in the Kiyum mitzvah. But not that he wasn't mikayim altogether. So we see Agavurche. Agavurche discusses the mitzvah of Krishna. Now, it's the Ramban at the beginning in Mohammed, at the beginning of Broches. If you have a more Broches with the reef, there's a Gemara in Yumer, Hakirei, Iman Shemishmo Riyotso. If somebody recites Krishna at the same time as Iman Shemishmo, and they recited Krishna before Netzachamo, is Lo Yotso. The question is, all the Rishonim ask the question, why is Lo Yotso? On the contrary, the Pasikim recited Krishna. So before the Netz, when they started Shmuesre with the Netz, so Krishna the recited before the Netz, Pasiki. Such a didactic he says, so Ramtam gives the Teretz that the Pasiki Munachanam will not become the Mitzvah of Krishna. They were big tzaddikim, but the Mitzvah of Krishna, they won't become. That's Ramtam says. But all the other Rishenim are Chilek. All the Rishenim. Ramtam is the Yochit. In other words, everybody tries, to be kind. Dafke kivasikim, called the Ramban is Shaloi Kidin. So the Ramban says, Loyotso, it doesn't mean Loyotso, Mamish Loyotso. After all, it's Mishiakir Stavir, Midaladamis, so then Then the wise man, even Lechatchile, and then the Eved Bishasadchak, so even before there is enough daylight whereby you can recognize an acquaintance of yours at the distance of Dalet Ames, Eftam Lashacha, but the Yotzamim is not Nikayim Bishleimus. So he says, Bohoraye, Ram Gamliel says, Kol Shalom Ashlish and Kol Meir in Pesach, the Yotzamim in Pesach, Matzim Pesach, Matzim Oye, Haytochen that Ram Gamliel means that if you didn't say Pesach Zeh or Matzim Zuh and Reir Meir, so he has to do everything all over again. That's not Mistaber. So what does it mean, Yotze de Chavot? Say, it's not a mitzvah in a mufra. So here too, Yotze de Chavot say, it means it's not a mitzvah in a mufra. It's not a mitzvah in a mufra. So Agavuche, that's the Ramban Melchameis, and the Reed, the Abdeis on the base. That's the 11th line. It's just Agavuche mentioned. The 11th line from the end of the Mohammeds. No. Alright. So, now, let's see what. So, the plain pshat is, I mean, on the surface it appears that the pshat in Liyotze Chavose is, that is Liyotze Chavose mitzvah sifo yitzias mitzray. But, mitzvah smatze is mikayim bishleimus. No, so we see from Rambano that he's not Mikhail Bishleimus, even the Mitzvah of Matz. It's a bit chilish. Now let's see that at the Ram and the Reed in Psochim. The Ram in Psochim, Daf Chotei on the Beis. The sixth line from the end of it. Kol shmi shaliyomar shmi shikvor meilu v'pesach liyotzer chavosi kleima liyotzer yidei chavosi koro avol lo yotzer yidei chavosi klal avol liyotzer chavosi klal loy. So it's not clear. Does he mean like the Ramban? The Ramban spelled it out because I'm talking that he has to eat everything all over again. But the Ram doesn't say, are you talking? He has to do everything all over again. So maybe, according to Ram, Ram Gamliel's memory has reference to the mitzvah of Tzipritzias Mitzrayim. But even in connection with the mitzvah of Tzipritzias Mitzrayim, it's not that he's not being kind at all yet. It's not Bishleimus. Maybe according to the Ram, insofar as the mitzvah of Matzah is concerned, so even if he doesn't couple it with the statement, the expression Matzah Zu Shomeich Mal Shomo, he's Mikayim Bishleimus. But Gamliel tells us that he's not Mikayim Bishleimus, the mitzvah of Sipritzias Mitzrayim. It's not clear. He says, Kaleima Alo Yotzo Yidechibosi Koro Avoloi you have only not to hear Bossy Claudoi Koma, Uhida Bossy Bisuke, in Kino Yisone, Luki Yamto Mitzvasukim Yomeho, Labdavke, that's in connection with the case where a person sits, his body is in the Suke, but the Shulchan happens to be, or the Shulchan happens to be outside the Sukkim. So, in Kein, Luki Yamto, Mitzvah Sukkim Yomer. Tochmi, I say, Kein is the Sukkim just because the table is outside the Sukkim, but the person himself, the goof, is inside the Sukkim. It's only because of Zere Shemo Yim Shechacha Shulchan. So, how did the Mishnah say, Luki Yamto, Mitzvah Sukkim Yomer? How do we so thesis in Brochus it's mashma that there it means like Yamtum Tasukim Yomecho. Literally, he's not Mikhail Mitzvah altogether. How is it possible he's not Mikhail at the right level? So thesis says Even though on the rise level, before the Chachamim intervened, he was certainly higher, because it's only Xeira Shemayim Shecha Shulchone, but Yeshkeya Ver Chachamim Lakadovim Ratir Bishabal Taisei. So it's not only that they have a care to be Eker the Chiyuva Mitzvah, they have a care to be Eker the Chiyuva Mitzvah too. So here the Chachamim were Eker the Chiyuva Mitzvah. Because of this Xeira, Shemayim Shechacha Shulchone, the Chachomim were Eker Kimamitz. The Chachomim were Eker Kimamitz. So that's tasteless in Brochus. But the Ramban and, I mean, they're not Ramban, the Ritvo and the Ran here, so they say now, the Kiyamto Mitzasukmir means we didn't fulfill it properly because you didn't fulfill it according to all the Takanos Chachamim. But Midrash said, he was Mikai. So here too, like Yotzer Chavosei, he didn't fulfill it properly. I think that according to the Ran, the member of Ram Gamliel has referenced the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because if the Ran had agreed with the Ramban that Ram Gamliel is referenced even to the mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Moreh, he should have mentioned it. And then the example that he mentions from the Kiyamtum to Sukkim Yomecho, which is referenced to the mitzvah of Sukkim itself, not other mitzvahs. So, that's I think, but, so that way it's according to Ran, I mean it's not Mucher, but that's how it appears. So according to the Ran, insofar as the mitzvah Pesach Matzah Moreh is Mikayim Yishleimus, but in respect to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is also Mikayim, but it's not a mitzvah Mi'amur. So again, Kaleima Allah Yotzei Lechavosei Karo, Avo Lo Yotzei Lechavosei Klal Lekoma, Uch Dehavosei Bisukim, Kino Yisonei Iku, Kiyamtum Yisukim Yomecho, Lav Davke, Do Lahav Etayim Dahi Al Mishundil Neosa Vamshuch Ebas Asuchone, Tichol Hichad Liyim Shach Lissagir Liyotza Lavayt Amar. Since I mentioned what the Ram says in connection with Kiyamtum Yisukim Yomecho, and I mentioned that there is a machlekes between Tesis and Rochas and Bonem, who says that it means mamish literally. He's not mekayim because the Chachomim were reikir, the mitzvah, and the ritvo in Sukkah, and the ritvo in Sukkah, the ritvo I think is not a chofres, but avginu, that day is avginu. So he says, and the Ram here says, it doesn't mean he's not mekayim with the raise because the Chachomim were reikir, but it means there is a certain diminution, midrabonon, he's not mekayim it completely, in the Rabbonah. So I just would like to mention that the Primi Godi means Psicha Terachai, which is a very valuable thing in general. The Primi Godi should not be ignored, whether you learn Yadeh or you learn Rachayim. So if you don't look through the Primi Godi, you miss them. I'm not saying that every Taz you have to go through the Primi Godim on every Taz and every Shach. If you have no problems with the Taz and Shach, why look into Primi Godim? But if you have a problem in the Taz and Shach, so most of the time, if you look into Primi Godim, you'll get relief. Not all the time, but most of the time you'll get relief. So it is especially valuable are the psiches of the Primi Godim. The psiches of the Primi Godim really, I mean, give a clue, let's say the psiche to Tarubes. So then, if you go through the psiche to Tarubes, so then it will be much easier for you to understand the Tarubes. If you go through thoroughly the psiche to Bosh of the Holod, or to Meliche, so you will have less difficulty in understanding Melich and Basab Chol. The same thing is true the Psyche in Erechai. So the Psyche to Hilchas Broches, so he discusses many, many things. The only problem with the Primi Godim is I really don't understand his lashon is so free from being, and he minimizes, I suppose, that he was so poor, he didn't have enough paper, so that's why he had to minimize. I mean, I'm not joking. You see many svarim, so the right, in order to be malleus agilien, so they'll say something on another inyan. The Malbushi Yomtev in the Sefer. So he says, in order to be malleus agilien, he wrote Torah on a certain inyan, but then there was a blank page. So what should we do with it? Blank page? Can't let it waste, you know, the blank page. So his mimale is a gillian with something else, another in it. It has nothing to do with this in it. So I suppose the Prigodim was so poor, so he couldn't afford, you know, to elaborate in words. So he wasn't like the Rabbanim today, you know. So there was no social security, there was nothing in those days. So that's why he was so brief. He was so brief, but very valuable. The psichas especially are very valuable. So in the psicha turuches broches, he discusses a certain question. In many mitzvahs, so midraise, the scope of the mitzvah is one thing. Midrabbonon, the scope is something else. Let's take, for example, Birkas Hamozen. Birkas Hamozen is a mitzvah midraise. But according to all the shenim except tastes and prophets. So midraise, it's not that he has to say three prophets midraise, even though the Gemara says, Hatev Ameitev is Biyavne Tukim. It's Mashma. It's only Hatev Ameitev. The Hatev Ameitev is Midrabon. But the first three prophets in Birkas Hamozen, Birkas Hazon, so is and the other broches, so is midraise, but all the rishonim say except tasteless in broches. So all the rishonim say no, all the broches is midrabbanan. Even the Birkas Hazon, so Mesh Rabbeinu Tikno, the first broche, Mesh Rab, the second broche, Oretz Olam Hazon, so Yeshua Tikno. And then the third broch, Rachano, so Dovitikno, Beni Yerushalayim Amei. So why does the Gemara say that only Ativ Ameiti is in Rabbonon? So we shouldn't give a very simple teretz. Midrai say there is a mitzvah of Birkas Hamozen. V'yochalto v'sovoto v'rachto v'shinu v'kecho aloras Ativ Hashmos. So what does it mean? So the Rambam points out in the Chazok and Sefer HaMitzvos that whenever we eat pas, we are mechuyev to express gratitude to the Ribbono Shel Olam. To give a doer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But midraise, he can see it in his own nusach. That's all. He doesn't have to see it in the form of broches, tifs a broches. He has to give a doer to the Ribbono Shel Olam for accommodating people, you know, with food. So it doesn't make any difference how he says it. In his own nusach, and he doesn't have to express it in tefes abroche, in the form of the broche. So then, mit Rabbonon, the abroches, Mish Rabin is misakein, Birkas Hazon, then Yeshua was misakein, Birkas Oretz, Ramozein, Birkas Oretz, and then David was misakein, Birkas Yerushalayim. But when somebody recites Birkas Hamozein, even though he's not mechuyev midraise to recite all the three broches, but the Rabbonon and the Deraise are integrated into one thing. But Birkas Ativ Ameiti is not even an integral part of Birkas Hamozein. The other three broches, even though they are midrabbonon, so they are imminent in the mitzvah deraise. Mashein kein, the Birkas Ativ Ameiti is not an integral part of Birkas Hamozein. It's v'yavne tiknuo, because the Aruya Beta הטל שלא הסריחו והמלטיב שניתנו לקבורה. שניתנו לקבורה. בעד החכמים לא מסעקאים. That we should say that broche upon the conclusion of Berzamos. So in the same way as we say, when we make Kiddush, so we say Shachayom. Shachayom is an integral part of Kiddush. It's my name, the Gemara says in 11, Afilu Bishok. And women today, when do they say Shachayom? When they bench Licht Yom Tov, they say Shachayom all right. The Yaakov Emuni Sidur is very adamant against this practice by women. Why do they say it when they bench Licht? The Chachomim or Misakim, it should be said together with the Kiddush. All right, he's Yetze, even the Shuk in the street, he can say it. But why should we deviate from the pattern that the Amshikas Sagdelo were Misake? So he's very adamant against the women. But he's in face of his resentment, so you see that the Nesis Royal throughout the generations, they adhere to their practice. In spite of the fact that Rav Yaakov Emden is opposed, sometimes I get a shyly. Sometimes women call up, you know. Women today are very knowledgeable, so they call up and guess for shyness. So sometimes a certain woman, a knowledgeable woman, calls me up and she asks me, is it proper for her to say Shachayon when she benches Lich, or she should wait and be Yetzir when the husband makes Kiddush? So I tell her, on an ideal level, the better approach would be not to say Shachayon. But since this has been the universal practice of all the Jewish mothers throughout generations, so you are unsaved ones when you adhere to their friends. But sometimes a man calls me out. He will be away from home, so he has to bench Licht himself. Should he say Shachayon? When he benches Licht, I tell him, you're not a woman, you're a man. And Rav Yaakov Emden is a man, so vis-a-vis women. So they are unsaved ones if they follow up the practice of their mothers and their grandmothers, you know, unsaved ones. Because the other alternative would be, you know, to stand on the platform of the modern women, you know, with the moon's lip. So it's much safer to stand on the platform, you know, of the old-fashioned women, you know. So Rav Yaakov Emden is opposed, so he's opposed, all right. I mean, after our grandmothers, so they did it, and Chazal say, "Anachlem Yisrael im lav nivim and bnei nivim." So Anachlem libnei Yisrael im lav nivir saying bnei nivir saying. So, but a man, so I mean, he's not. It hasn't been the practice of men to bench Licht anyway. So let him do it the way it appears to be the ideal thing, as Rav Yaakov Emden says in Shilas Yavetz. Anyway, so I just mentioned that because there are certain things that are not an integral part, let's say here, Atila Meitiv is not an integral part of Berak Samos. Even on the Rabbonah level is not an integral. It's something else, it's an extra bracha, but Chachomim or Misakim to recite it upon the conclusion of the Birk Samos. But it's extraneous to the Birk Samos, even on the Rabbonah, or let's say Shachayon. So you recite it together with the Kriya, with the Kiddush. The Kiddush, but it's not an integral part of the Kiddush. It's my name way, the homework in the whole Zman, I feel the shoe. And when we say in Kippur, Shachayonu, just after Kol Nidre, we say Shachayonu, there is no Kiddush. Shachayonu has nothing to do with Kiddush. It's nothing to do with Kiddush. It's nothing to do with Kiddush. But there are certain things that are an integral part of the mitzvah midrash. Let's say the three broches in the Samozna. Even though Mirai said you don't have to say three brachas, you don't even have to say one bracha. All he has to say Mirai is he's saying in English, he has to say the grace, whatever the grace is. He has to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for providing food, to everyone. So, but Midrabbanon, you have to fulfill the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon according to a certain pattern. According to a certain pattern, if he just says grace, he composes his own nisach of grace, but not the three brachas, he's certainly not chukayim the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon Midrabbanon. The question is he chukayim? Now is the chachamim more nisakim. Three broches, and then he takes a broche. Suppose he just says grace, Birkas HaMazon, his own Nisach. Is he kind of the Raise? Only is not the kind of the Rabbanon, or the Chachamim more in care, in respect to any mitzvah, where there is a the Raise shiur and there is a the Rabbanon shiur. If he is not the kind of completely according to the shiur, in the pattern of the Rabbanon, so the Chachamim more care that he's not mikayim the rising. So that's one of the questions that the Primigodim in his Psicha to Broches discusses, and then he says it's Torah Machlekes, Tasteless and the Ritva, but the Ran agrees with the Ritva, just as Tasteless says in respect to Misha Yoshav Bisech Hasuki Bishulchone Bisech Habayis. So Tesla says that Riki Yamto Mr. Sukni Yomecho means that even the Reis is not Nikai. Even though it's only Exeir Hashem Yim Shechach Shulchone, but Chachon Morei Keir. So whenever if somebody will say Birkas HaMazon without the three broches, he'll just say, in Yom Inochu Hikte, Oma Abrich Rachmone, More, the Aume Kure, More the Hypites, and Yom was a little child. For him it was all right. But suppose a grown-up will decide to act out like Miyomi. And just to say, B'rich achmone mored aume kule mored aire. So according to Tesves, he will not be mekanis. Because Chachon moreike. And according to the Ritva, he will be mekanis. So I mentioned all that because this run, Agavurche, he expresses the shite of the Ritva in Sukke, not the shite of Tesis and Brachas. All right. Now, so, call me Shlomashli Dvorin Udun Chalchosol, he's the Rebosein, they're in Pesach Matzah Moria. פסח על שום שפותחת בברוך, על פותחת בסין מצרים, שנאמר ואמרתם זה בפסח ולדי שם, מורר על שום שמורו, המצרים ישחי הביסין ממצרים, מצו על שום שנגלו, ודבורים האלו, כולו נקרוין הגודם. Now, according to Ramban, it definitely implies that he eats Pesach, he eats Matzah, he eats Morer, but he doesn't couple it with the tam, the explanation, if he doesn't verbalize the tam, there is a diminution in his schema. Not that he's not the kind altogether, the Ebe, but there is a certain diminution. He is not, has not been kind with the Reis and the Simlamov. The question is why? Why? Bishlomo. Over there, when Tesis says, so the Chachomim were misaking, they were already killing Gamma. But here, the Chachomim were not misaking anything. So, with the Reise, there is a diminution in the Kima Mitzvah. Why should there be a diminution in the Kima Mitzvah? Now, what is the Moker for that? For the Ramban? I think the Moker for the Ramban is the Gemara in Psochi, the Flamed Vod. from a bowl with aleph and kuf this bowl from the base. Doma Shmuel, lechem eini, lechem she'eini nolov vorim har. So Rashi says, she'eini nolov vorim har be she'gimu nolov v'sahalel, ve'inu nolov ha'agoy. Now that's the one bowl. Now, sing more years. Tav kuf tes vop. I'm a bit. Shmuel, the Kuftes Bob Omid Beis, the fourth line from the end of the Omid. Omar Shmuel, Lachameini Lachem Shein Olof Vorim Harb. The Rashbam doesn't say anything of it. But the Ramchaname, the Kuftes Bob says, Pirish Ime Olof Hagode, Matsu Zu Shoneich Lahor Shema. So coming from Ramchaname Pshat, what does it mean Lachameini? That when he eats the matzah, he has to couple it with the statement, matzah zushon eich v'mal shmo. So that means that the tam of matzah is more than a tam. Of course, the tam is mentioned in the Torah, but it's mentioned in the Torah, but it's the tam is not the mythical part of the Kima Mitzvah. No. We see the Lechem She'in or Vorim Harbe is in Chuyet, the Chutchile, with the Reise, to couple the Achilas Matzo with the verbal explanation as to why we have to eat Matzo. And the same thing is true of Horeb. Of course, Horeb is Manasseh, is only Rabbah, but there's no bias, so he has to couple it with Meriri Meiru Shoneich and Mal Shemo and Pesach Zeh. I don't think that now, where we still say Pesach Shoyah, we say Noeich and Mimash Melechayo Mal Shemo, that is Midaraisi. That is. But it's not a bias, it was also Midaraisi. So it's an integral part. With that, we can understand something. I mean, I just want to mention the last line says as follows. Zola Rabbi Shir Melevi, Noshim Chayobis Barbo, Kaysis Halolu, Shafei Noyu Beis Yanez. So, the same Gemore is mentioned. That is mentioned here in connection to other cases, that Noshim Achayov is in other cases, even though according to the general rule, they should be told since the successor has one bomb. But here, we have an exception, because Afeinu is an S. The Gemara mentions it in Shabbos in connection with Chanukah. The Gemara mentions it in Megillah in connection with Kriyas HaMegillah. So the Gemara mentions this member of the Mishur, the lady, I think maybe some of it, in respect to other cases, in respect to Chanukah, in respect to Mitzvah Megillah. So this says here, V'od Amrinon, Dipturis Nisuke, Afal Gav, Da'afin Yisrael. So tasteless, as the kashet. Why does the Gemara say that noshim after is from the mitzvah of Why? Because it seems sesesh as mangon. But I think on the business. And what is the term for the mitzvah of sukkah? What is the term for the mitzvah of sukkah? That is because basuk is a shabbat in Israel, whether it means a sukkah is kimashmoe, roots, lipo, it means namikopet, so we have a machlek, it means pleasure, a bakira, whatever. So why are the ptuits? At all, I can only be sanets. So Jesus here says, what am I going to do with I forgot that in the same is that the sick is a shafty, or some best of the rice. Avo, kids with the rabbon, tipping up the notion, keeping joy of the same. So this time of a few sanes is only effective in the rabbon, but on the rice is not effective. So maybe that's why it seems mit der Reis in Roshim Abdurin, so the Chachomim didn't want to be misaken because of Afein Hoyo Bezanes, they should be noch with. In respect to Mitchomet Yulani Chanik Yabe cases, where the whole Chiyub is in the Rabbanon, and mit der Rabbanon, so the Tam of Afein Bezanes is a very Tam, so maybe the Chachomim are misaken that the Ptur of the Seshas Mango is not applicable. But in respect to Suki, where it's Mitzvah the Reise, and on the Reise level, so that time is not effective. So maybe with Rabbonon, we don't apply it either. This is what Jesus says. So, then let's see what Jesus says in Gile, Dalet of Dalet. The sixth line from the end of it. Amagule behoi. Chayev. No. Oh, that is. Amagule behoi. The 12th line from the top of the end. The Yomar. The Bishoi Malevi. Noshim Chayoviz. The Mikhomi Gile. Shafein Hoyo Beisanes. Pirish Hashbam, Shikranes, Oyalo, and Mipurim, of the Esther, the Hanukkah, of the Yehudi, the Pesach, she was for Sitkoni, she was at only go, because of the loss in Shafein, Mashrashin, Felix, and Perushi, Olema, Alei, Shehei, they were the central, the main heroes in the Knesset. The Kachmirli, Shafein, Hoyu, Bisopi, Lahashmi, Laharik, Bichain, the Pesach, שום שבוד יש לי פער במצרים וכן בחניקי הגזיו יסו מעיד עליהם גבי מצו יש מקש so in צוחים תיס וסס זה קשה פעם סוכה why I'm not sure to is of סוכה why because this is a man come but I think it's an es here תיס זה קשה פעם מצ הם לא שמה מוכיובס but because of his special זה עושה קוס קוס הקש culture yes in Baltiho Homes, yes me kuna chilmats, why do we have to resort to a special hekish? Without recourse to the hekish, they should be chilmats because I pay no business. Kabimati ish maxilom kish the culture yes multiple homes, yes in the kuna chilmats typically comes up in Sanes. The Ishlima didn't show my time in the high velum the Rabono. In love kish. So taste was first that is. In conformity to this austerity, the whole time, the wonders of a pain in his anes has validity with the rabbon. Not with the rice. With the rice, there is no such concept. A pain in his anes on the melee, there is no tool of such as man. So in Mele, it doesn't apply to the rice. Even though the Chachon made a kiach to apply it to the rice is too, and the Rabbanon, but the Chachon didn't want. So the Chachon normally applied that concept to mitzvahs that are themselves in the Rabbanon. This is Tesis first. And he holds that the concept of a female Sanes is a valid concept in the Reise, in other words, on the Reise level. So the Ptur of Mishishas Mangome does not apply to, does not apply Pturis if it's a female reason. But the reason as to why Matzeh we have to resort to a special Zosakosu, the Hekesh, called Yeshne Baltichu Chomets, Yeshli become a chiyum matzeh, and we couldn't say noshim amchuyobis in matzeh on the score of a feminist anes, because there is a zereshobe of tesbof from chagasukis. There's the reason as to why there is a chiyuf to eat pas, kazalis pas in the sukkah the night of the 15th of Tishrei. So maybe I would say, since Noshim Aptois from the Mitzvah of Sukkah, so why are Noshim Aptois from the Sukkah? Because of the general din of Mishishas Mangome. So without the extra Yalpuse of the Hekesh, called Yeshdin Baltich or Yeshdin Kulachim Matzah, I would say that Matzah are also Aptois. So that's why we have to have recourse to the special Hekesh. But if not, for the possible Yalpuse of the softest word, then Noshim should be Mechuyobis with the Reise to eat Matzeh, even without Hekesh, on the basis of the general concept of a pain Hoyo Rizas. So I heard from my father Zachim Levoch, another Teretz on this discussion. My father said, and it's very mistaken, that the whole concept, the wonders of a pain Hoyo Rizas, is only shayach where the pesumen nise is itself the essence of the mitzvah. Let's say Chanukah. So all the din of Chanukah are based upon the concept of pesumen nise. If it's called a regular nashuk, it's not the kind of mitzvah. Because then there is no pesumen nise. And Kriyas HaMegillah, there are also halachas of pesumen nise. So the pesumen nise is not only tam, it's not just in the background of the mitzvah. But this is the essence of it. And Abba Kesis will soon see there is also an inyan of Sio Arivo, as the Rambam says, Derecheus. I mean the same thing my uncle Rabobo in the Sefer says Shoso Chayotso Shoso Basachas Yotso Yidiyan Yotso Yidiyabes Lo Yotso or Shoso Chay Yotso. So it's Yotso Yidiyabekeses Yidiyachirus Lo Yotso, according to the Gils of the Rifn Rambam. So Rabobo has an explanation. I heard the same thing from my father, exactly the same thing. And my father didn't know that Rabobo said it, I'm sure Rabobo didn't know that my father said it, but I heard the same thing. So that means the Choson Chai, undiluted, so Yotso, according to the Rif and the Rambam, what does it mean Yotso? Yotso in the upper cases, the Lo Yotso in the hills. So Rabobo says, my father said, there are two aspects in our cases. One aspect is to set up four cases of broch. So one case of broch is the case of Kiddush. Now there is a din of Kiddush every Friday night, every Yom night. But every Friday night, Yom night, You could be Mikado Shawayani, you could be Mikado Shawapas also, according to all the children except for the Tan. So the ideal thing is to Mikado Shawat is you prefer if one favors wine, so then it's more of a mitzvah than Kavishan wine, but if one can't stand wine and he likes, he prefers pas, so then it's more of a mitzvah to make, to recite the Chidesh and pas. So there is no chiyuv to be Kavish Dafka on Yai. Yai? Yes. But there's another alternative. You can be Kavish and pas too. Mashiach in Pesach Nai. You couldn't. Say, I like matzah, I don't like wine, I can't stand it, I'm allergic to wine. So I'll be Kaddish HaMatzah, you couldn't say it. Why? Because on Pesach night there is a special aloch. You have to be Kaddish HaYayin. Yayin, nothing else. So that's one Kesh aloch. Then the second Kesh aloch is the cost on which you recite the bracha or HaShakolonu. Regardless of the same, the Gon Lalaze, Lechu Matsu Lore, Gauli Soil, that's a Kishu Boch, Ashabalon. Then the third Koshal Boch is Kosbir Samos, according to Samuel Shani. So, whenever a person eats Baso, so he's in Chulev to be Mivorach Yakos, according to Samuel Shalin, not only Baso, even if he's Bishleisho, so he's Mechuyev Mivorach Yakos. And according to most Rishayim, so there is no Chiyuv to Mivorach Yakos, even if he's Baso. There is a Kiyuv. Mashiach in Pesach night, even if he's be a chiddes, he has the seder, he celebrates the seder all by himself, without anyone else. He's mechuyev to be mevorach berachos hamos lakos. So there is a special aloch of the kosher bracha berachos hamos in Pesach night, and then the fourth course is the course on which you recite the halach. So that's one aspect of berachos hamos. In other words, four cases we have to set up four cases of war. Then the Rambam says, so I might as well discuss it right here. The Rambam says, Lefichoch, Rawoch Zayin, Lefichoch is a Seder on the Vailaze, Tzorch Lechel, Bolishtes, Bolmeser, Derechels, Vichol Echot, Beechot, Binanoshim, Binoshim, Chai Vishnis, Bawalazea, Bokeshi Shalayim, in Pesachinoi, in Pechseloi Mehem, Vafiloni HaMispanis, Nazdoke, Lo Yifkusloi Mabo Keses, Shio, Kol Kes Mehem, Revis. Then Alochatesi says, Abo Keses, Soi Rutsol, Vimzi Keson, Kedei Shetiye, Sira Reibo, Hakeloi, Piyayayim, Fiyas HaShese, Lo Yifkis Ba, Baton, Revis, Yain Chai, Shoso abo cases heal me yain shin mozuk, yotsu yide abo cases, vilo yotsu yide cheos, shoso abo cases muzumin basachas, yide cheos yotsu yide abo cases lo yotsu, vim shoso miko case men rube is yotsu. That's the Riv's Gilse and the Rambam's Gilse. The Rashbam in Israel is and another Gilse. The Rashbam in Israel is heavy gear say Omar Abude Dafud Ches Omud Beis, the first line of Abude Mashmuel Abokis Salol Tzol Shei Ben Kinezikas Gisyok Shosom Chai Oso Shosom Basachas Yotzo Hishkmen Bonot Meiso Vyotzo Shosom Chai Oso Omar Robe Yid Yain Yotzo Yid Yichirus Lo Yotzo Shosom Basachas Yid Yain Yotzo Yid Apkizis Lo Yotzo. Let's see what Teisve says. Teisve is so they, that's their Gersa. Teisve is Rashbam, Rashi, that's the Gersa. So, Yidiyayin, so Shoson Chai, Yidiyayin Yotso, Yidiyayin Yotso, So what does it mean? Shosal chayi liyan yotzi, l'chiros v'yotzo, liyan yotzo, he was mekayim diikra mitzvah. So the expression liyan yotzo means he was mekayim diikra mitzvah of the cases. And what does it mean, l'chiros v'yotzo? It's not a mitzvah mufra. It's not a mitzvah, it's not the ideal way of being mekayim. But he was mekayim the mitzvah of other cases. The ikar mitzvah of other cases, he was mekayim. The ikar chiyuv, he was mekayim. Shosom basachas, so here he also says, yidilai yotzo, yidil other cases for yotzo. So it's a little strange. After all, the same expression with the yayin that is mentioned in connection with shosom chai, so there in connection with shosom chai, yidilai yotzo means he was mekayim the ikar mitzvah of the cases. Here we would expect it means the same thing. Now, so here the Rashbam takes to say shosam basachas, not on sida abochas, but it means he drank one kos, then he filled up another kos, he drank it, then he filled up the third kos, drank it, you know, like a real chosid, you know. So the fourth course, and we drank it, but not al sida abochas. Not al sida abochas. So with the yayin yotzo, doesn't mean he was mekayim the ikar mitzvah of the cases. He was not mekayim of the cases altogether. Because in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of other cases, so he has to do it al sida abochas, not to bring four cases one after the other. Not al sida abochas. So, but it means simchas yontem being mekayim. So, the expression yidiyayin yotzo in connection with shosam chai means that he was mekayim diikar mitzvah of the cases. The same expression yidiyayin yotzo in connection with shosam basachas means he wasn't mekayim the other cases altogether. He was mekayim the mitzvah of simchas yontem. But that's the way the Rashbam tasteless explained it. But the reef in Rambam's Gersi is Yidiyayin Yotzo, Shosan Chai Yotzo, so Yidei Abba Kesis Yotzo, Yidecherus Lo Yotzo, Shosan Basachas, so Yidecherus Yotzo, Yidei Abba Kesis Lo Yotzo. So, my father explained Rabbah with the same thing, the same way, because according to the written Rambam, there are two chiyubim in Abba Kesis. One chiyuv in Abba Kesis is to set up four cases of Torah. Case of Kiddush, case of Shekolonu, case of Birksamozen, case of Paul. And the other chiyuv is Siyah Reivo, Dera Chiyuz, to demonstrate Chiyuz. So, Shoson Chai means undiluted. Now, that means Bizman Chazal, it's not today. Today, the way people make wine today, so at the very outset is that they don't have to pour in water. The way they made it, it's very diluted. But the wine, Bizman Chazal, was the equivalent of the brandy today. And maybe it was even stronger than the brandy, I don't know. So, but it was much stronger. So, the Nora says, vis-a-vis, the wine, Bizman Chazal, called Hamre to the Dore, and flat, Chode, in a Hamre. The ideal wine is, if it's diluted, of 3 measures of water for each measure of wine. Here today, so it will not be of good quality altogether. But the wine, Bizman Chazal, was like the brandy today. So mainly, the ideal wine consisted in diluting the wine. 3 measures of water for each measure of wine. So, for every case of brocha, the mitzvah namufra, you cannot have unless you dilute it. Chai, it's not ideal thing, but yayit, in other words, suppose you make Kiddush and brandy, so yayit, but But some melee other cases, there are two aspects. One is an aspect of Fokish of Roche, Shoshoson Chayotso. So, the other cases, Yotso. By Kiddush, eh? Then, but in the Chayos, there is a Roche demonstrating Chayos. So, I mean, it's a manifestation of Chayos. But if it's not a Yotet, so there is no manifestation of chaos, so it's loyot. Then Shosan Basachas, just the reverse. In other words, it means four cases. Siareva is the kind of mitzvah of chaos. He demonstrates chaos, but he doesn't couple it with the brachas, with kiddush, with shkolonu, the examos, and the halal. So you the chaos yot. Demonstration of chaos, but in the other cases, is loyot. Some mele, my father said in respect to taste is kashi, gabi matzo, yin shmak shalomo li akeishi, lechon shiyeshne malzei chomet, yeshne bikum achil matzo. Typically, in time, shafim is best, and taste is kashi in psochim. Why do we say that noshim are ptureis from mitzvah tzuke, they should be obeyed, because Akeinu is an es, my father says, because Akeinu is an es, the concept of Akeinu is an es is only shayach when the pursuing nise is the essence of the mitzvah, the chanukah, not the kind of chanukah, if it's called Rebbe Mashuk. And we come here, there's an mitzvah in other cases, so vis-a-vis the aspect of chaos, so it means, so the essence of the aspect of chaos is in demonstrating chaos, personalism again. Whether the personalism consists in a verbal personalism or in a demonstrative personalism by demonstrating chaos by drinking a siarevo. So the personalism is the essence. There we say, it's not shy of saying, it's essential that a friend is an ass, and they should be a free, bringing the goats. So, in Mele, we couldn't apply the concept of Athena Elizabeth. And Suke, the mitzvah, of sitting in the Suke stage. But the reason is Basuke is a chaplain in Israel. Suke is Kimashmon or Anani Kovet, whatever. But the mitzvah is the mitzvah of dwelling in the suke, so maybe we couldn't apply the concept of our family business. That's what I heard from my father. Now the question arises, so why does tasteless give out of energy? The answer is, tasteless didn't assume that whenever there is a time to the mitzvah, so maybe the aloche of the secession has man gone and Russian tourists doesn't apply. No. But because Lechem Eini, Lechem Sheinu of Golem Harbi, that means that Nidaraise, there is a kill of demonstrating chaos by eating matzah, the whole raya, besides the kiyum of Achilas Matze. There is a kiyum of Lechem Eini, Sheinu of Golem Harbi. What it means, the Harbi? My colleague from Hananel. Matze Zushan Eichon al Shemo, so that means we are metalled in the mess. But by eating Matze. But in order to be metalled in the mess, by eating matzah properly and effectively, we have to verbalize the time of matzah. Matzah zushon eichem al shemo. So again, that's why Tetzves mentions Aratotzim. Because by matzah, it's the time of matzah is not just in the background. And so, of course, in respect to matzah, it's very nostalgic. But Tetzves in Gilead gives the Yitzchokim, gives the Teretz and the Kashis to wife. Roshim Afturis from the list of Suke, but they should be priorities despite the fact that it's Man Gome, because Afino is Nes, or Tis Nes, because this Mondes, this concept of Tis Nes, is not valid mineralizing. Only Mirabo. The implication being if the concept had validity in the Reise, so then Noshi would be the Chuyobis with the Reise in Suke. Even though it's just Mangome, because of famous and S, now the two, at the first Sime, in Ucha Suke. So, there's a two here, no, there is a two, Suke. Basukeis teishu shivas yomim limanilu dirseichem ki basukeis pishaftes ne Yisroel b'itzieis tola akosuk is basuke b'itzias Mitzrayim v'chin harve mitzves v'fishu dobor shalohinu b'ineinu v'vneinu shamanu v'nodom yochel akrishenu v'yi ameir ala mitzis mitzis abir yisale שובור החקר לצייני והוא אשר לא יעקיח במשולה והאחילס בלבינים ותחתינים לעשית בן תרצייני ומי שיהים עליהם מה תעשה כאשר עושה אימונו ויציא לישון מארץ מצרים באיסיס ומייפסים והסוכי שימה הכוסוף שהשיבנו בהם למען נקרדי שהגיפון בהם ובאו יקר בהם שרד ושמש ודוגמו לזה ציפונו לעס איסוכיס כי שניסקה נפלאיסו ונראיסו ואף על פי שיוצאנו ממשחיים לחידיש ניסן לא ציפונו לעס איסוכי באיסי הזמן לפי שהוא ימייס הקיץ וברך כעוד על לעס איסוכי ליצל לא איסו נקרס אז יוסיינו בהם שימיסס אביר יזבורך ולא אחים ציפו איסונו שנעשה בחיד יש השבי שהוא זמן הקשומים בדרך קודם מוצץ מסופוסי ולאי שבבייסי ואנחנו יצאים הבאים שלאי שבסוכה בזה ירה לכל, יר לכל שמיסס המלך יעולנו לעשיסו בסוכה זו צור שתהיה ולא כמורו לעשיסו ומנורו ושיהיו תכניסו קורו בשיעור מיונום ושיהיה שכוחו קרוב ושתיבי ריסו משיעורו ולא ימוכו פוחה משיעורו ולא יקטנו משיעורו בהול סימן is filled up with Ashkofish here. So Bishlam, I sometimes, you know, I put the time for Ashkofish here and I don't discuss anything else on Ashkofish. All right, we find a place, but the tool, all of a sudden he gets off in a tangent and doesn't mention one aloch, nothing. Whole thing, Ashkofish, just Ashkofish. Ashkofish, pure and simple, nothing else. So, the Bach raised that question. So see, can we make that with the Rabbeinu? Shein ze midar ki de chibayr, b'chibur yisrael liboyer, kavon yoy shum yichko shabatiro, ke libor aklipsi ki royer ul heiris nirik, u proi herich liboyer b'litrish ha-mikro de besuk esteishu. So in other words, how come all of a sudden he's giving Ashkof Yishir to all of a sudden 100% Ashkof, nothing else. So the Bach says, the Yira li lima bozeh, she say there, the chidin dechzib uman yeidu, lekiim ha mitzvot ki tikuno, im yeid akavon as mitzvot asuke ki pipashno, the lochem bia lepi apshat, yikir akavon ebe yeshivas asuke, she yizke yitzir as mitzrayim, bizeh, all right then, so What does the Bach say? Here is different. Why did he get off on the tangent all of a sudden and give a whole Ashkofish here and the mitzvah of Sukkah? Because if somebody sits in the Sukkah and he doesn't ponder upon the time of Sukkah, but Sukkah is a shafted in Israel, there is not that he wasn't kind of mitzvah, has to show, but there is a diminution in the mitzvah of Sukkah. He is not the kind of mitzvah of Sukkah Bishleimus. And this is the reason as to why Sukkah is the Zohar, and it's based upon Zohar, you have the Shpizim, all these things, and then you have the two versions of the Shpizim, Ashkenazim and Tzfarim, you know. All right, Tzfarim, so they base everything upon Kabbalah, but Ashkenazim, you shouldn't say Shpizim altogether. Why involve themselves in the machlekes with the Svadim? But I mean, they don't base anything on Kabbalah. The answer is no, it's not upon Kabbalah. This is it's not upon Mister, it's upon Igor. Because, you see, the tools, even not Nikubu, the tool. So, the tool, all of a sudden here, mentions a whole synod about the Hashkofe of Sukkot, the time of Sukkot. And the Bach explains it, if he doesn't ponder in conjunction with his Kiyuma Mitzvah of Sukkot upon the rationale and underlying concept of Sukkot, there is a diminution in the Kiyuma Mitzvah. That's why. So in order to be the kind of Mitzvah of Sukkot Shlemus, so we have to invite all the Shpitzin Loye, you know, Avon, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Yosef, Meisha, Aaron, David. In other words, and to ponder not just lip service, say, just to say, that's nothing, but to ponder upon it and become motivated. In other words, your Avon is the guest of honor. The guest of honor, as you can see, here in this country, we are accustomed to guest of honor. You have a banquet, a yeshiva, you have a guest of honor. And then you shower praises upon him. This is not an integral part of the aloha. The aloha, all of the Kabbalah. It's public relations. But on Sukkot, we have guest of honor, and that's all the aloha. Or the nuclear, or the Easter, and we have not to shower praise. Our former being is not interested in praises. He doesn't care about these things. But we have to ponder upon our former being's contribution, Yitzchok's contribution, Avraham, Chesed, Yitzchok, Vule, Yaakov, Tiferes, Moshe. I mean, I mentioned it according to the Sephardic Nusach. So, I mean, Moshe, Neitzach, I mean, Aaron, Hoyt, Yeseid, Yeseid, David Malchus. We have to understand, what does it mean? What does it mean, Malchus? What does it mean, Hoyt? What does it mean, Eitzach? What does it mean, Chesed? What does it mean, Vule? What does it mean, Tiferes? And if he doesn't, even if he doesn't mean he doesn't say it with his lips, that's nothing, that's worthless. And he doesn't ponder and doesn't try to dedicate himself to the midas of Chesed Ruah. He's Nikayim, the income mitzvah of Sukkah Basukah Station. But he's not Nikayim, the mitzvah of Basukah Station for Bishlemus. So then it is, I told you the story about Shagasari. It's really told, you know. So then the tefillin is only on the head, but not inside the head. So then it's not Yom Mekor Kol Hagoyim. Then the Jerusalem Post can attach David Israel. But if everyone would keep the tefillin inside the head, even the Jerusalem Post wouldn't have the chutzpah to attack David Israel. It's our fault. We give them a chance to attack us. So, this is the reason as to why Tesis has discussion. Why are Mishim Ptuas? why are no shiv turets of sukkim, but they should be mechuyovim in sukkim, even though it's in Sesi Shah's mangon. Why? Because the Afin Rubisanez. So my father said, I mean, it's very stubborn, it is self-evident. Afin Rubisanez is only Shayach when the Nez, the town, is not just in the background of the mitzvah, but it is an integral part of the mitzvah. But here, just in the background, the answer is no, of course. It's not in the background. It's not mamish the essence of the mitzvah the way it is by Chanukah, by Mikvah, and other cases. There, if you are not the person in the Nes, you're not the kinds altogether. Lachash kol regum ashuk, no kim a mitzvah, nothing. But it is an integral part. There is a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah kiyumis, of Basuki Sishafti demonstrating that by Suke Sishafti as Ne Yisrael. There is a mitzvah kiyumis. This is what the Bach says. Now, so that's the pshat. Or called, there's the pshat in the Muhammad in the Rabbah. But he says, called me Shalom Ashlash Dvorim, but Hashlash Lash Chobos in Pesach Matzo Moreh. It doesn't mean he's not Mikayim, Bishleim Usipritzis Mitzrayim. But that goes without saying that he's not Mikayim, Bishleim Usipritzis Mitzrayim, if he doesn't say Matzo Shalechlim. But he's not Mikayim, Bishleim Usipritzis the Mitzrayim of Be'arach Techlomatis. Because of the aloche of lechem einis, and Hanan will explain it, lechem she'idin ol advarim hap. Kol mishlom ha'shei dvarim ilu dvarim chamisha osol yosr vosei, v'in pesach matzul morir, pesach al shum she'posach ha'ku amokim ol betadusim mitzrayim, she'nema avad martin zil ha'pesol al yishem, morir al shum she'moru ha'mitzrim tchay vissim mitzrayim. I think yesterday I explained the significance pesach zu shomerichun al shum al shum sheposach hamokar abrahamsin Mitzrayim, that it means in essence that the crucial point in Chirus is that we shouldn't consider Chirus as an accomplished gift that we already have, but as an opportunity to be able to strive towards Chirus. But Chirus is never attained. And if one thinks he has attained Chirus, then it's the best raya that he is a spiritual slave. He's a spiritual slave. All these people who keep on hammering about affirmative action, Jesse Jackson, this Yaita, affirmative action, that in the United States, attacking the Supreme Court of the United States, the Supreme Court of the United States deserves criticism for many decisions. Decisions in connection with abortion, but there is one decision for which it does not deserve any criticism, and that's the decision by the Supreme Court that affirmative action is undemocratic. But after this decision is criticized, well, they chose the Jesse Jackson, and unfortunately many of the so-called Jewish leaders, including even rabbis, so they consider Chirus as an accomplished thing. Chirus, an accomplished thing, naturally the black people have attained Chirus by being liberated. When Lincoln liberated them, so they attained Chirus. So, of course, affirmative action is the right thing. So we should fire every white employee in the government agencies in order to give an opportunity, in order to be replaced by a black employee, even if the white employee happens to be more efficient than the black. Because freedom, they got freedom. But freedom is not an accomplished thing. It's only an opportunity. That's why the Torah tells us all the time, this is how to carry the years on Mitzrayim. Connection with everything. Connection with Azor and Midas, Mishkolis, everything. everything Shabbos, everything Vizochato, with Mantiskias in Tisra and Tavrayacho, constantly reminded you are a slave. Why do we have to be reminded you are a slave? It's unreasonable. No, it's not unreasonable. It's very reasonable. Because if we are not conscious of the fact that we are slaves and we are exposed to the possibility of falling prey to the pitfall of freedom. What's the pitfall of freedom? The mashris, the central mashris, consists in, manifests itself in this terrible notion that we have attained freedom. If we have attained freedom, then we can do everything we want. We can kill and do everything, so we can won't be searched. No, we should never feel we attained freedom. We have an opportunity to strive towards freedom. And what's the freedom? If he strives towards fulfilling the mitzvahs of Torah, then he's a free person. And if he doesn't strive, then he's a spiritual slave. That's the message of Pesach Zu. Now that, then he says, Morer al shum shemo ha-mitzchim eschaya b'sinu mitzchaya. Now that again is an important message in freedom, the message of Morer. People think that to be free, you have to be free of all suffering. And everything has to conform to the way a person wants it to conform. And if he has problems, most terrible thing, I'm frustrated. So because a person is frustrated, so he demands that we should change the whole Torah because he's frustrated. He's frustrated. I once, this year is a lucky year. It's not Shabbos Erev Pesach, but some years you have Shabbos Erev Pesach. So, people, especially modern women, modern Orthodox women, they are so frustrated with Shabbos Erev Pesach. You know what I mean? I remember as a child, Shabbos Erev Pesach, and my mother, was not so upset, Shabbos Erev Pesach. So what Shabbos Erev Pesach? What's the big deal, Shabbos Erev Pesach. So you daven, you go to shul a little earlier, instead of davening at 9 o'clock, you daven at 7 o'clock, you daven at 6 o'clock. What's it? What's so difficult about Shabbos Erev Pesach? Here, Shabbos Erev Pesach, but all the rabbis and all the shuls, so we issue special pamphlets, the dinim, the laws of Shabbos Erev Pesach, how can you cope with it, the biggest problem. And one time I got a call from the modern woman, she was Orthodox, but very modern. And then she asked me, how should we kids that? How should she cook? In Pesach parts, not in Pesach parts, but she eat, and she knew everything. She even knew of the Pesach by Rav Moshe Feinstein, and that Rav Moshe Rosen, that was years ago, and so it was really kind of Rav Moshe Feinstein, she knew everything. And then she says to me, Rabbi, why don't the rabbis change that shouldn't be Shabbos Erev Pesach? Why? Because we don't want to have any problems. We don't like more, something bitter. We don't like it. We don't like problems, because problems tend to frustrate a person. Tend to frustrate a person. I'm not so young. I'm only 7 years old, and I have been involved with Shiva students for many. So now, I'm not I couldn't bother him anymore. But there was a time I used to bother him. And I saw a certain boy who wasn't learning, wasn't coming to the store, and I bothered him. I didn't leave him alone. So then, many times, I asked his teammate, why didn't you attend to this dog? I feel frustrated. How can I do this? Why didn't you come to me? I feel frustrated. Why do people... That's the tendency, mother and man, to feel frustrated. To feel frustrated. Now, I'll mention something. It's not funny. It's heartbreaking. Not so long ago, so there was a terrible tragedy in Brooklyn. A certain woman, who was the niece of a Nashe Klein, so he went down to the basement, moved to the wash, I don't know what. Anyway, the elevator man, he raped her, and she put up a fight. So then he killed her. And then he was apprehended. He was an elevator man. He was arrested. And he was prosecuted. And then the judge, the big Bulgarian, in this blessed country, so a judge had a chutzpah to impose a sentence of 2 years. Only 2 years. Jonathan Pollard gets life imprisonment. And this beast got only 2 years. And the judge had the audacity to explain why such a wild sentence. So he said it was her fault because she put up such a severe fight. So this person, the elevator man, felt frustrated. That was his lashon. I read it in the New York Times. That was his lashon. How frustrated! Because people today, they don't like more. More? Yeah. A problem. They feel frustrated. So, somebody feels frustrated, he goes to the psychiatrist. So, gets the shitty today, the modern psychiatrist, to go along with all the dispositions. The tendencies of the person. He's crazy. All right, you have to go along with his nishigas. Until hopefully he'll realize that Louis Rada. So you have to go along with all his tendencies. He's homosexual. He's sick. Of course he's sick. Most of the homosexuals are sick people, but they have to be treated like sick people. Not to go along. And if somebody is sick and wants to commit suicide, so you have to go along with him. Let him commit suicide. So why is it here? They are sick people, of course they are sick people. Has we shown them that they should be put in prison? They are sick people. La barbara gan, for the hooligan. But, so they have to be treated like sick people. Not to go along with them. And to pass gay rights bill. Why? Because people don't like Moria. Moria is a terrible thing. It tends to frustrate the person. So in order to be a free person, you have to be able to say, Moria has a purpose. Now we can't understand the way that the Bnei Shalom happens. We don't understand. So what? But the Rebbeinu knows what he's doing. It's very fortunate that the Rebbeinu should be consulting about it. Mora has a purpose. And I can tell you, Psori has this. I also have Mora. I think it's easy to be a victim of a stroke. I think it's easy. And especially this kind of stroke, a thalamic stroke, with all kinds of sensations. I'm not going to tell you the sensations I had. You would think I'm crazy. P. pain all the time. But I can only tell you one thing, that now with all the trouble I had, I'll praise myself. I was elevated through the Mora. I have a lot of bayot, but I don't feel frustrated. You think it's easy? Let's say, here I live at 475, West 186th Street. So, there were two banisters. But, again, people don't like Mora. So, one banister broke off from the stair. So, the first day I moved in, I told the superintendent to reattach the banister. So, first he didn't invitation, handsome. Then, because of political clout from Yeshiva University, so I came to the apartment. Oh, he'll fix this, he'll fix that. Then I mentioned the banister. So he looked at me as if I had been crazy. He said, "Banister, that's not in your apartment, that's in the hall." Says, "But how can I get to the apartment? Every time I go down, I have to go down backwards, because I have to hold on with the right hand." And the banister broke up. It's not his responsibility. It's not his responsibility. Why? Because people don't like more. It's easier not to be watched. It's not his responsibility. But it elevated me. Because some rearing zoo, more rearing zoo, shameichon, out from Shemoro, a mitzvah, a schaya, the sin of mitzvah. And when we are free, we shouldn't try to wipe out the bitter experience from our minds. Then we become arrogant and insensitive. Vizochato ke evelis of mitzvah. Remember, you are an evel. And don't think that now you are a free man. You have an opportunity to strive towards freedom. But if you assume that you already attained the goal, then you are a spiritual slave. You are defeating the whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, interesting. Shmeis Tezayin Posik Chof Gimel Chof Dalet Chof Hei Vayoveyu Moroso Beleyochlu Mishti Smai Nimoro Kimorime Al Kein Koro Shmo Moro וילינו רום על מושלנו ימר אישת ויצח על ישם ויריר עד ישם עץ ויש לך למים ויינתיק להמוים שום שום לחיק ומשפוט ושום ניסור. So what happened? He arrived tomorrow. They observed that the water was bitter. He didn't like bitter water. Who likes, who enjoys drinking bitter water? So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam advised Moshe to throw in a certain piece of wood into the water, then the water became sweet. One would think that that piece of wood was probably saturated with saccharine, concentration of saccharine, so sweet that it sweetened the bitter water. So the Shabbos says, what kind of a piece of wood was it? A bitter piece of wood. And this wood is tasteless. It's neither bitter nor nor sweet. But here, Moshe Rabbeinu was told by the Rebbeinu Shalom to throw in a bitter piece of wood. A bitter piece of wood sweetened the water. It sweetened the water. So that means, sometimes, in order to sweeten life, you have to throw in a bitter pill. I once inadvertently. Inadvertently. In the house there was saccharine. Saccharine now. So inadvertently, I wasn't even looking. I saw there, so I thought it was sugar. So instead of putting into tea pieces of sugar, I put in pieces of saccharin. And then I stirred it. And I started to drink it. All of a sudden, to my amazement, the tea was so bitter. There is a psychological reason as to why. So why? Then I started to read about it. I found out because saccharin is the concentration of sweetness. So when you put in a lot of saccharin, let's say in a glass of tea, so then it becomes so sweet that when you taste it, so the contrast, you know, is perceived. So sometimes when you put in a concentration of saccharin in a glass of tea, so you feel bitter. And sometimes, on the contrary, when you throw in a bitter piece of fruit, so that sweetens the water, because morea is very important. You cannot cope with life's problems if you have a tendency that everything should be smooth. Life is not a smooth car. Fortunately or unfortunately, I think fortunately. So it's not a smooth car, but you have to be able to cope with it. I can tell you that the more I'm telling you, the more that I experienced, and I still experience every day when I have to go down backwards, or even when I walk down forwards, it's not the most pleasurable thing for me. But to walk down backwards with all the fears and everything, so it's more, but the more is effective. That doesn't vindicate the superintendent for not fixing the banister. But I don't think that he gets half for it because he told it to me. But in final analysis, it did help. This is the meaning. This is the meaning of more al shim shemoro amitzchis chayv sim shayv matzo al shim shiniga. It's also the mad. So in other words, when we think that chirus, the essence of chirus, is symbolized by the Korban Pesach. Oh, this is the Korban, the Makrit, the Samidosh. No. So, the Korban Pesach doesn't symbolize the concept of Gur. Only one detail. Pesach ze, shoyab isein reichlin, the man shoyab isein reichlin, kayom out, shum shiposach at Rishbosh. In other words, that the person should not think that freedom, chirus, is an accomplished gift. You can never, yes, one a person has to realize that you never attain chirus. Chirus is a goal towards, you have an opportunity to strive. And the moment you assume that you attained it, you will become automatically a spiritual slave. So that's the lesson of Korban Pesach. But what mitzvah symbolizes the essence of the mitzvah? That's matzah. How does matzah? Matzah, the Rambam says, matzah al shim shenigo, is born. Poelu kulon nikoin hagode, al shim shenigo. Matzah shenigo, mo al shum shenigo, yitzeikon, shal al shenigo, yitzeikon, shal al shenigo, yitzeikon, at shenigo alein, Melech Molchin Amlochin Ugo. What does it mean? Because we see that the Gemara says in Broches, Torah in Broches, darf the Zion, darf you Zion, mentions the various tefillahs upon the conclusion of the tefillah of the Amida, the various chachomim composed. So one composed one tefillah, one composed another tefillah. Then the Gemara says, darf you Zion, Alexandre, Borsabi Matzle, upon the conclusion of the Amide Omahoch, the Bain Oilom, Golu the Yodua with a Neho, Shertinenu Lasis with Timho, Umuni Aki, Seir Shebiiso, Vishid Malchis, Yerotim with a Neho, Shertinenu Yodom, Vinoshuf Lasis Kutir with Neho, the Leave of Shalom. So, what is Seir Shebiiso? What is Seir Shebiiso? Not to be interpreted literally, the yeast in the dough does not interfere with our fulfillment of the mitzvah at all, but that is symbolic of the yitzhar hara. Seir shebiiso, yitzhar hara shebiuvodeinu hamachmitzeinu. The instincts, that's like the yeast in the dough. Now, is the yeast in the dough a terrible thing? Couldn't bake anything. Without the yeast in the dough, you couldn't bake. Not only you couldn't bake chametz, you couldn't bake nuts either. Of course, you're not allowed to put in yeast when you bake matzah, chas v'sholem, to become chometz, but while you are not allowed to put in yeast in the matzah dough, it's against the din, but nature does put in yeast in the matzah dough. The reason is they get it from the air. Yeast is an organism. It comes from the air. And you don't see it, but it's microscopic. So suppose there'll be a situation where the yeast will not come into the dough altogether, you will not be able to bake matzahs. You will not be able even to mekayim the mitzvah of bearing matzahs. So what does it mean, chometz? Fermented dough. So fermentation, chimutz, represents a certain degree of fermentation. Not that there is no fermentation altogether, that's impossible. If there is no fermentation, then you couldn't even bake matzahs. I don't know what food have, but matzahs you wouldn't have. You couldn't have matzahs. There is a certain degree of fermentation in the baking of matzahs. But chometz is called when the fermentation attains such a degree that you get the cracks in the dough. That's the shear of chimutz. But there is chimutz all the time. So, seir shebiiso, that's the yitzhar hara. Can one live life without the yitzhar hara? No? The Midrash says, but we are Alekim is kol asher osav mitim, nei, teiv ze yitzhara, teiv, nei ze yitzhara, vichi yitzhara, teiv meidu. So, eis vee de medrash. So the Gemara says, hey, the medrash ends the same. She amol a yitzhara, lo yodam nisi yishot, lo yodam nebayis, lo yodam, he wouldn't do anything, he wouldn't live. So it doesn't mean the yitzhara is all bad. Chas v'sholem. Yitzhara is not all bad, and the Yisrael is not all good either. V'afesh t'melekecho, v'chol bofcho, v'chol nafshecho, v'chol nidecho, v'shnei yitzhara, v'yitzhatev v'yitzhara ra. So we have to be able to Hashem with Yitzhara too. Not only Yitzhatev, and that's the purpose of the Torah, to supplement the Yitzhara. To supplement the Yitzhara. The Rambam called the Sefer Yod HaChazok, Mishne Torah and Derech Hazok. Why Derech Hazok? Yudalit. 14 sections. So one of the sections is the section Sefer HaKdusha. One would expect Sefer HaKdusha, what will Rambam discuss? He said it's a Torah, it's a Kiddush Hashem, Tefillah, Kriya Shema, Kabbalah Sonat Shemayim. That's what one would expect, but he doesn't discuss in Sefer HaKdusha Kiddush Hashem. That he discusses in Sefer Mado, Avo. What did he discuss in Sefer HaKdusha? Two things. Hilchas Yisuri Bire and Hilchas Machoz Asur. Things that emanate from the instincts, because Dusha manifests itself not in asceticism, but in sublimating the Yitzhara. So Yitzhara is not all bad, and the Yitzhatef is not all good either. He can perpetrate many injustices under the guise of the Yitzhatef, but you have to supplement the Yitzhara. But after Shemulkecho, בכל בוקחו, בכל נפשכו, בשני יצרח, ביצרתיו וביצר הרע. So, just as the yeast, you cannot avoid the yeast, but you can control the yeast. So, it's chometz. So, if you don't control the yeast, then it's chometz. That's what you say in the book. But if you do control, then you are kind of mitzvah. Even when you control the yeast, so the yeast has its consequences. It still enables the dough to ferment a little bit. A little bit. It doesn't flout. It doesn't form any cracks in the dough. But it ferments a little bit. Otherwise you'll not be able to be kind of mitzvah of Boer of Tichomachis. So this is what Rabbi Alexander said. Bosa Slech Yonorim. Yerosim of an Echon Aronuna. Alexander, Bosa, the Mats Leonorim. Ribbon of Yom Yugol, the Yodol of an Echon Shatinein Alas Svetincho. Umi Miake Pseir Shebi Yiso, the Yeshivut Malchies. We want to do the Rotsin Abeire. But there are two reactive. One is the biological instinct. That's the Seir Shabisa. So, and the other is the environmental. The environmental interferences. The Chivut Malchus. The Malchus doesn't let. It imposes certain burdens upon us. And these burdens interfere with the fulfillment of the Rotzen Abeire. But the Rotzen Ufanecho Shatoreini Miyonon. Not that we should escape and negate the Seir Shabiso and the Shibut Malchus altogether, Hasan Shalom. Tevyei and Shibut Malchus. So the same as the Shabbos says, Tev Zemalchus Shamayim, Nei Zemalchus Remi. So the Medrash Rabbah has the Kashi, Tichim Malchus Remi, Tev Nei, Ei, Shir Molim Mirosh Al Malchus, Ish Esrei Uchayim Yon. So again, what we want, in other words, we shouldn't Chas V'Sholem won't be searched on account of the Seir Shabbos and Shabbat Malchus. It has to be sublimated, and it has to be limited by the Chorus of Aluchens. So that's the lesson taught by the Matz. In other words, in order to attain freedom, what is freedom? Altik Chorus of Aluchens. Chorus of Aluchens. In other words, not that we have to negate the Seir Shabbos. No, there are different matters. There is a mitzvah within matters, but it has to be controlled. Controlled how? By the advice and the guidance of the psychiatrist, Chas v'Shalom. But by the Dini HaTorah. So that's why the Rambam says, Matzah al shim shenigalu, Mubron ma'ilu, kulam nikoin agoro. Now the Avudra, Mispirush and the Agodeh, has two reasons as to why the Agodeh is called Agodeh. Why Agodeh? Two reasons. So one reason is because Agodeh means sipur. Now, and here the mitzvah is to elaborate on the Yetzias Mitzvah. The other reason is that Haggadah means gratitude, because there is one of the essential ingredients of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is that it's not enough to mention the Yetzias Mitzrayim. As a matter of fact, Chaim said, there is a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim Pesach night, and there is a mitzvah of Sturas Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. As a matter of fact, what is the mitzvah? Which mitzvah is expressive of the chiyuv to make reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim every day? And which mitzvah, which posik is expressive of the mitzvah to elaborate and to discuss Yetzias Mitzrayim Pesach night? So there is a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. Rabbi Yeruchem in Nisiv Hei, so says like Rashi. The Rambam says that the posik which is expressing the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Leil Pesach, is the posik of Zocher Asayim Azeh Asher Yetzosem Mitzvah. That's the Rambam. Misses Shalpira, Misafi of the Missing in Nikloi, Shenasul Abisim in Mitzrayim, Ureo Hamishos of Nis, Shenema Zocher as Ayim Aze, Asher Yetzos in Mitzrayim, Mishenema Zocher as Ima Shabbos. That's the post. Rashi, Mechumesh, Israel, and Rambam. Gimu Pasik Gimu. Ayin Amei Shalom Zocher Sayim Azeh Asher Yisosim Mitzrayim Lizavodim Ki Bechit Etcho Veitzi Adi Shemesh Mitzeh Duryoch Echon. So Rashi says here, Zocher Sayim Azeh Lomad Shemaskirim Yitzias Mitzrayim Bichol Yem. So according to Rashi, this Pasik is not expressive of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim Leil Pesach, this word Nissen, but it's expressive of the mitzvah of being Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim Bechol Yeh. Not like the Rambam. Not like the Rambam. Now, and where is the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? The Galdol Bincho. But the Galdol Bincho can refer to the mitzvah of telling the son about Yetzias Mitzrayim. But how about somebody who is Pesach, who celebrates the Seder all by himself? Unfortunately, there are many Jews who celebrate, we have to celebrate the Seder all by themselves. They are also mechuyev in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Dalacha, Eimli Isho, Yishli Ben Sheira, Emily Ben Ishtishal, Emily Ishtishal, he's all by himself, Shilatzi. So there is a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, even when you don't have anybody else with you, just yourself. Where is that mitzvah implicit? According to Rashi, so according to the Rambam, it's implicit in the Pasuk. of Zohar Sayyidina Zashitos in Israel. But according to Rashi, the Pasuk of Zohar Sayyidina Zashitos in Israel is expressive of the mitzvah of being Zecher in Tzias Mitzrayim the whole day. So in what Pasuk is implicit the mitzvah of being Saper in Tzias Mitzrayim when someone is by himself, not without children, without a wife, just all by himself. So apparently, according to Rashi, it's implicit in the Mantiskias in Tishomeras in Mitzrayim. Now let's see. Okay, I think. Zion, Pasik Gimu, Lusichel of Homish, the Sion Tichel of Matis, the Hamini, the Hippotin, the Sosan of Mitzrayim, the Mantiskas in Tishon of Mitzrayim, Kulmi Hayah. Aber die Achivas at Pesach war Matzo, es sind Tish. So, according to Rashi, so the posse for Zochas in Mazeh is expressive of the mitzvah of Shkuyas Tzitzis Mitzrayim the whole year. And the posse Mantiski is expressive of the mitzvah of Shkuyas Tzitzis Mitzrayim, the special of the mitzvah of Shkuyas Tzitzis Mitzrayim. Now, Chaim said that there are three distinguishing features of the mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Pesach Naya, is contrasted with the mitzvah of Sfiras Yitzias Mitzrayim Bechol. One distinguishing feature is that whereas in regard to the mitzvah of Sfiras Yitzias Mitzrayim Bechol, we are only required to make reference to Yitzias Mitzrayim, reference, not to discuss, not to elaborate. And here, Pesach Night, a mere reference is not enough. We have to elaborate. We have to discuss. Koshloma shloshet v'anuyo Pesach, v'yoshtukach v'osei, and then Maslom Gnus, Musayim Mishvach, Havodim v'yinu, Ritzionu ha-shakim v'vohum Mitzrayim, v'tzchilei d'avizore, v'achshik v'anuyo. It's not just a brief reference. That's one distinguishing feature. Second distinguishing feature is that in the mitzvah of Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim, Midraisa, Chaim said, it has to be in the form of Shiloh Tshuva. The child asks Man Shtano, and then the father answers. And even when there's no child, there's no wife, so she lots me. It sounds strange, she lots me. He's talking to himself. He's asking himself a question. Well, that's the hill. In the right, he has to ask himself and give an answer to himself. So he has to play two roles. He has to play the role of a Talmid, and he has to play the role of the rabbi. Sometimes it's necessary, not only sometimes, it's always necessary to fulfill two roles. If you want to be a good Talmid, so you have to be your own Talmid. How can you be your own Talmid? You have to ask. You have to ask yourself questions, and then you have to give answers to yourself. That's the mitzvah. In the form of the Gavita. And then Rav Chaim says there is another third distinguishing feature. In the mitzvah of Sfiras Yitzrayim B'chol Yehin, there is no element of Yidoyot Rebbeinu. We have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. but you don't have to express gratitude for the mention every day, for instance, right? But here, there is, we say, Lipichoch Anachm Chayobin, the Hades, the Halal, Shabeach, the Poyo, the Reimen, that an element in the mitzvah of Schus in time of Pesach night. So there are three distinguishing features. So, the Avudram says that one shot is why it's called Agode, because Agode means elaborate discussion. And the other shot is Agode means gratitude. So, the Rambam says, in Borim Eilu, Kulo Nikoin Agode. Now, it is interesting. In every Siddur, you have the Sheish Chayos. Every Siddur, Sheish Chayos. Because there is a Shittas of Shenim that teach one of the Chayos. There is a Chayot Raisa to recite every day. In the Goyen Siddur, there are 8 Chayos. But even in respect to the 6 Chayos that are spelled out in every Siddur, there is a difference between the Spirako and the other Siddur. In the other Siddur, so which, in respect to Schiras Yitzhias Mitzrayim, which Pasuk is mentioned, the Manfiskiras Mitzis from Yitzhias Mitzrayim, Koyim Mechayach. If you look at Spirako, you can check. So, you'll see, the Goyen Siddur doesn't have the Manfiskiras Yitzhias Mitzrayim. But he has the Pasuk of Socher Asayim and Zeh Asher Yitzhosim Mitzrayim. Why? Because in all the Siddurim, so it's mentioned according to the Shittah. So it's mentioned according to the Shittah of the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, so Socher Asayim and Zeh Asher Yitzhosim Mitzrayim, So he's expressive of the mitzvah of Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim Pesach night. So there's no place among the Sheish Sfiras that are to be recited by Jew every day. The Siddur is not used only on Pesach night. Maybe Pesach night is not cannot use. Yes, I got it. Why should he use the Siddur? But it's used every day. So according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Zocher Asayim Azeh, so is expressed in the mitzvah of Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim Pesach night. So maybe what posik is expressed in the mitzvah of Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim every day, mantiski as it appears from Rashi. From Rashi it appears that way around, that this is expressing the mitzvah of Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim to himself, if he has no children, in Pesach night. But according to the Rambam, we have to say that the person in Mantiske is expressive of the mitzvah of Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim every day, as a matter of fact, from the Gemara in the Mishnah, the Gemara in Broches, אמר דוזם נזארי, הרי אני כמשיב משונו, ולזוכי ששיתון היציאס מצחיים בלילות, עד שבראשו בזה אם ישנה מנטיס יציאס מצחיים כמו חייכו, אם יחייך היומים כמו חייך הלילות, וחכום אלי ונחייך מה זה כמו חייכו לא נמס המשיח. So, יחייך היומים כמו חייך הלילות, what is it referenced to? Pesach night? No, every night. Every day and every night. And that's deduced from the Pasuk of Mantisker. So, from the Pasuk of the Mantisker, that's why, in all the Siddurim, so the Pasuk of Mantisker is mentioned among the Shishkuras. Not Zohar Asim Azeh. Because Zohar Asim Azeh, according to the Rambam, is expressive of the mitzvah of Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim after Pesach night. But the Goyen in his there, he doesn't mention Mantiskia. He mentioned the Pasuk of Zohar Asim Mazeh. That's in accordance with Rashi. That's in accordance with Rashi. Now, since I was discussing that, so I just want to point out one more thing. Now, the Rambam in the Bar Mitzvah mentions the mitzvah of Sipulitzeskis Rhein Pesach Mayim. But there is a mitzvah of Sris in Sain every day and every night. The Mantiskes in Sris Rhein, Kulm Chayachoy, Mechayachayon, Kulcha Alilitz, why didn't the Rambam mention that in the Bar Mitzvah? So, Rav Chaim is not easy. Gives tutor. One carrot is that Chatzko Abramsky, Chazin Yecheskel, Sefer, mentioned. So Rav Chaim says that one of the Shoroshim in the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvah, one of the problem is that we don't include in the Mitzvah Tayyad the Tanu.